It's 8:55, 52 degrees outside our studios here in Urbana. Looking at the markets here this morning, looks like wheat is the biggest mover in a negative direction here so far this morning. Here to talk about that and more, Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. And yeah, the wheat market seems to be the loss leader here this morning. Defensive trade in general, as the wheat market digests better than expected crop conditions, and the soybean market deliberates whether a high of consequences in place. Looking at prices, now we've got May corn trying to work into positive territory, steady at the moment at 356 and three quarters. July corn 359 and three quarters, down a quarter, and new crop December 370 and three quarters, down a fraction. Looking at the soybean market, May beans down two at 902 and three quarters. New crop November beans 917 and three quarters, down one and three quarters. May meal down $2.20 a ton at 266 and a half. And the oil market's up about seven ticks at 3406 a pound. Wheat market, as we said earlier, loss leader. May wheat in Chicago, 465 and a half, down 8.5. July wheat new crop, 472 and a half, down 8.25. Kansas City wheat, down 10.5 cents at 462 and three half basis the May, and July Kansas City wheat 474 and a quarter, down 10.75 as well. Minneapolis wheat's only down 6.5 cents at 518 and a quarter basis the May. Hogs and cattle are both trying to recover a little bit after seeing some losses yesterday. Crop conditions showed winter wheat crop at 59% good to excellent yesterday afternoon. Of course, that report was delayed today from the USDA because they failed to put it out on Monday. As far as expectations for the crop conditions yesterday, they were slightly above expectations, and we were at 44% good to excellent yesterday, or last year, I'm sorry. Corn planting progress numbers were conspicuously absent to us as we were looking for a 4% planted number. Maybe we'll see that next week. Looking at volume and open interest numbers from yesterday, we looked at mixed signals. Corn open interest up 14,000 contracts typically would indicate a new buying interest, but in our view, it was probably option market related as call option buying appears to be on the rise. Wheat open interest increased a couple thousand contracts, which is not overly telling. Soybean open interest was down about 7,500 contracts. This looks like long liquidation, which is in order given the significant long position indicated in last week's commitment to traders report. Additional note that bean oil was down hard following the losses in the palm oil market yesterday morning. Product spread unwinding was also likely since bean meal saw a bit of an update yesterday, which is a little bit uncommon of late. Looking ahead, palm market still appears to be the carrot on the string for the bean oil market and the soyplex in general. Price action over the next 3 to 5 days may well tell us if a high of consequence is in place for the soy complex. Cold and wet weather conditions will keep most areas at bay as far as field work is concerned over the next couple of weeks. Weekly energy inventory numbers are due out shortly, which could be a potential market influence. We hope everybody has a great day, and thanks a lot, Brian.
All right, Bill, have a great Wednesday.
You too.
That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us here on this Wednesday morning. Weather-wise here today, showers and thunderstorms headed our way. Looks like the rain has hit Decatur and, maybe about a half hour to an hour away from us here in Champaign-Urbana as we expect showers and scattered thunderstorms throughout the day. The high 59 degrees, southwest winds gusting to 35 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, some scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms this evening. Then a slight chance of showers after midnight with a low of 39 degrees, west wind gusting to around 30 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers and a high of 52 degrees. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow night, chance of showers in the evening. Then we could see a little snow mixed with rain after midnight, the low 34 degrees. Breezy, mostly cloudy for Friday, a chance with rain mixed with snow in the morning, then a chance of rain in the afternoon, the high 48 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.